share these words responsibly as they are projected, but also in your bulletin as well. We make our beginning in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let's take a few moments and reflect upon our sins, but also those sins that we don't even know, or the condition that we have, and ultimately look forward to the forgiveness that God always extends to us. We take that moment of silent reflection. God's steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Although we are on our way to the heavenly promised land, like the Israelites in the desert, we complain about many things. We are sinful and unclean at heart, and often follow the desires of the body and the mind.
God, being rich in his mercy, and because of the great love with which he loved us,
made us alive together with Christ.
From our gospel, it says this: God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world,
but in order that the world might be saved through him.
It is by grace that you have been saved through faith. This is not your own doing. It is the complete gift of God. Receive that gift today. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.